This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. We're just a hair east today. MGM National Harbor. We're live at Tap Sports Bar.
Yeah.
They're getting this place ready. It's going to be jumping in here. First round of the NCAA tournament. Hoops kicks off at noon. This joint opens at 11. I legit think it'll be full. Every table will be full before the first game tips off. What do you think?
I will say no.
Okay.
Some people don't get up early, man.
Get up early. We're talking about 11:45.
That's early for some people. They just left here at 10.
That's crazy. Yo, I mean, there
we've been here multiple years, and it's never been completely full before the first game.
I think the fact that Maryland plays tomorrow might impact it. I'm just saying, if you want to roll over here, you better get here because it's going to fill up. It's going to be fun. There's already dudes. Shout out to the dudes grinding slots at 9 a.m. Like, I got to say how much
that's
I
the
love.
Guys that never left.
I love and appreciate those people.
They never left.
You know, there was a dude on, I was on the elevator this morning, and my man was, we're waiting for the elevator. He's on the phone with somebody, just full scramble mode, trying to get some cash. I don't know what he needed it for or what, but he seemed to need it. as we're talking about cash, B., Jeff just hands me this. Good morning, Jeffrey. Good morning to the boys in the aquarium. I think Lamphill and White Brian are holding it down back there. Looks like the Celtics just got sold for $6 billion.
Nice.
Damn.
Nice. I thought it'd go more than that.
That
historical franchise, Boston, is not cheap.
$6 billion's a lot, though.
Yeah, I understand. But I just thought it would go for a little bit more.
I don't know. It's interesting to see. I think – is that what – that's what the Commanders got sold for, right?
Yeah, 6.05, something like that.
You know what? I bet if he wanted to, and I don't think he does, but I bet Harris could flip him for 8 right now.
Probably so.
Yeah, once they get the new stadium deal done, wherever it is, if it's in Maryland, RFK, freaking Charlestown, West Virginia, wherever the new stadium is, imagine what he can flip it for then. Just once you got shovels in the ground and that thing's getting built.
All that matters.
Obviously, today there is a lot of excitement about – the NCAA tournament starting. Now, we have a very exclusive bracket, and there's a lot of news related to the Beamish and Finley non-public bracket invitation.
Well, it was non-public till you kept saying that every damn day.
It's still non-public. Public means it's a link and it gets sent out to the world.
No, public means that the people that work in the building were going to be on it. That's public.
That's who's in.
No, I mean non-public.
But, like, Greg's going to be in.
I'm just saying, yeah, it's more than – it's not non-public anymore, but it's cool.
It's not – and it's non-public in that it's not online, and it's not just like – most of these brackets now are just one dude sends a link, and there's 200 people in it that you don't know. We know everybody. It's like your neighborhood bar of bracket pools. And I gotta shout-out Jeff, and I got to yell at Lamphill because I don't know how – I don't know how these things have happened in the last few minutes, but here's what's happened, Brian.
Okay.
Jeff, so far, who all's in and has paid? Who do you have a bracket from and their money?
I have a bracket from myself.
And your money.
Lanfield, Metal Chris, Greg, and Kerwin.
Okay.
Actually, you're sitting here. I don't have your money. Now, I have your money. I don't have your bracket, which is the most important.
So there's a number.
I don't have Jeff money.
Or bracket.
And always bracket. Biagi is on his way. Amit's on a way to vacation.
Is Amit out of
Amit's
the
going
country?
To vacation. He just left.
I haven't heard from him.
I put B's name here, but B's hadn't seen him.
I imagine we're going to see B's.
Lou DiPietro.
Yeah. Lou wants in.
Lou wants in. I haven't seen Lou.
It's going to be very hard for Lou to give us a bracket in hand before noon. I think he's based out of New York.
Yeah, and I haven't seen Lou. White Brian, I don't have anything from him.
Ooh, White Brian, I figured you'd be all over this. That's disappointing, White
Brian. And he was the one that suggested the 20.
Yeah.
Rooster talked to me yesterday, but he didn't give me anything.
Shocker.
Yeah. So basically,
there was cash
involved. Our non-public thing is not even halfway filled.
And we have less than 2 hours till tip-off. So here's where I stand. I went to print out a bracket this morning, and my printer didn't work, so I could not print it. So I got here, and my man Jeff was like, you know what? I need a bracket. Let me figure this out. And I said, Jeff, Biagi's going to bring me one. I'll have him bring you one. And Jeff's like, let me see if I can figure it out. Jeff, I'm going to be honest, left hand up. I had very little faith in you coming back with printed out brackets for you and I. But here we are. Jeff, I'm proud of you. I don't know what kind of hustle you pulled off to get into an office at a casino to use the copy machine. But way to go, man.
JP, hello? Check. Can you hear?
There we go.
Yep. I said, hey, sometimes you just got to smile and wave. Smile and wave.
Hey, man, you got it done. I have a bracket. This does feel like fact. This paper feels very odd. I'm not going to ask any questions, though. So the good news is my guy Jeff got us some brackets, so we're going to be able to hand it in, no problem. Now, the bad news is Greg did not give B-Mitch his cash for the bracket. And I said, Greg, no worries, I'll cover you. And he said, well, I'm covering landfill. And I said, well, I don't want to cover landfill. And then he said, well, you owe me $100 anyway. So now I have paid for me, Greg, and landfill.
Well, you hadn't paid for you. You paid for you. Greg and landfill was paid for by Greg because you owed him money, so that's not your money.
I don't want – somehow I have now paid for landfill because landfill's getting a free roll.
No, you haven't. You owe Greg $100.
He had said don't worry about it, and then he said that today so I would pay for landfill.
No.
Facts.
You owe him $100.
Facts. So landfill,
so you didn't
you're
pay
welcome.
For it.
Landfill, you're welcome.
Landfill, he didn't do anything for you.
Greg, that's hilarious.
I gave you the cash out of my wallet.
Yeah, but it's some money that's owed to Greg.
Greg had previously told me don't worry about it. I had offered him money.
Well,
you know, Greg, is he never takes a dime.
Well, that's his problem, but he sure got it. He got $20 out of you today.
I am happy to cover Greg. Me having to cover landfill drives me nuts.
But you didn't cover him because you owe Greg money.
I suppose.
If you learn to get your own damn Zins, you don't have to worry about owing nobody money.
It's Indiana
You're
Jones.
You're the only person I know that loves Zins but can't find them no damn well.
They're in Virginia, and I live in Maryland.
Okay, well, you can just drive
also,
across the bridge.
Also, any Zin talk on the B. Mitchell Finley program is all hypothetical. Just so you know.
I hear you.
Who be taking stuff to the air, B?
You, all the time. Hell, 100%.
Did you watch any of the play-in games last night?
Nah, I played some golf.
All right, but they were on at night. It's not like you were playing golf at 9.
We didn't just leave the golf course right when it was over.
What time did you leave?
I don't know.
You teed off at 1:30. You were there at 9?
No, I didn't tee off at 1:30. I teed off at 1:45.
Okay.
It was about 9 when we left.
Okay. You didn't really miss much.
I did check out some highlights on it.
AU's best player got hurt, the guy Rogers.
Yep.
And credit to Mount St. Mary's, dude.
They balled out.
We have long been a fan of Mount St. Mary's. We have included them in our local pool. The local teams we're rooting for this week go from Emmitsburg, Maryland, to Norfolk, Virginia. And everybody in between, they played well, man.
You just talked about this pool, and you said there is no link, right?
There's no link.
Why the hell would Ben text me talking about, is there a link to the pool or no? Hell no, fool. He just said there's no
Ben
link.
Ben who?
My boy Ben.
Oh.
So, Ben, you saw me the other day. You didn't give me money or a bracket, so guess what?
See,
you're not in it.
That's the exact point. Everybody's pool is just a link that you forward on. This one is not. You got to have a physical bracket.
Hey. So, Ben, you out, dog.
Wildcard Scotty says, tell B-Mitch I'll be there. I'm going to arm wrestle him to enter the bracket.
Scotty, you know what you're going to do? You're going to stay away from me. I'm going to make you tap out. I'm going to let Jeff rap you again. Yeah, I want to see that. Oh, Lord.
Jeff was bad. All right, there's a lot for us to discuss. The playing games last night, the first night you had a buzzer beater, which drew my interest.
Yeah.
And then you had Carolina just beating the hell out of San Diego, which was interesting because everybody said Carolina didn't belong to be there. My reply to the Carolina doesn't belong to be there, folks, because I've gotten a lot of people responding on my Facebook page. Dude.
Just tell them you didn't do it.
Well, the result doesn't negate that the process was flawed. Like, Carolina showed up, played their best game of the year. You know what? That was their best win of the season. Like, you shouldn't get your best win of the season in the first round of the NCAA tournament if you belong to be in the NCAA tournament. Unless you're a small conference school or something. But, like, they hadn't played at that level all year. If they played like that all year, nobody would be
mad
about
it. Well, I just think the whole thing is this. It has nothing to do with them not being in there. It's the fact that the athletic director is in the room. He's the commissioner. Okay, over the damn whole group. And he claims I stepped out of the room. And I heard Bitch talking about this morning about what Seth, what's Seth, what dude name?
Davis.
Seth Davis said, let's be real, dude. If your boss is affiliated with something and your boss steps out of the room, how many people going to do something to piss off that boss? Not many, right? So just because he wasn't in the room don't mean he didn't have no influence. And the fact that he is the athletic director with 100 G's riding on it, they did it because of that fact. So that's what people are pissed at. It's not necessarily they made it. It's the fact that he benefited off of it. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Carolina got in because they're Carolina, period.
They're Carolina, and also he got that 100 G's.
Sure, but, like, he's only on the committee because he's from Carolina. Like, it's all... it's all the name brand value. And I'm not mad about it. I just want people to be honest about it. I rarely get mad about hypocrisy. I just want it pointed out.
Yeah.
And so, I think they're going to get to the Sweet 16. The way they shot the other night, they could win the damn title.
The way they shot the other night, but they could go just like they did in the regular season. The next game, they could go completely the other direction.
Sure. Yeah. So the Tuesday night playing games had juice. Last night's did not. Texas had a really bad second half. Credit to Xavier, they are now through to the first round. But now the real action starts. I can't wait for the tournament. We had that debate the other day, the NFL playoffs or the NCAA tournament. And we all agree that the winner is the NFL playoffs. The divisional weekend, conference championship game day, the Super Bowl, the freaking Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But the first weekend of the tournament is special. And the feeling... When, we'll be at the bar. A lot of people will be at this bar, at Tap Sports Bar in MGM National Harbor, or wherever you go. You go to Glory Days in, Sterling, or you go to Tommy Joe's in Bethesda, wherever you're going. Clyde's right there by the arena. Uh-huh. I bet before the Caps game tonight, I bet Clyde's will be jumping.
Yep, I'll be there.
That feeling, EP, if you're listening, we might need a table. That feeling, like, before the tournament starts is so much damn fun. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just truly, you have no idea what's going to happen next. Oh, man, I got bad breaking news.
What?
Apparently, Glory Days in Sterling has closed. There's a Glory Days in...
it's also not really breaking news. It's been closed for years.
it's breaking to me, Landfill. Where's the closest Glory Days then? There's one in, like, Stone Bridge? Is that a neighborhood?
Possibly, but the one in Sterling closed years and years ago. It's a terrible, terrible reality.
Of all the restaurants near your home, Landfill, that have closed, rank which ones you miss most.
I miss the Outback Steakhouse that closed. Ooh. I miss the Kobe Steakhouse that closed. I miss the Longhorn Steakhouse that closed. I like steak, is what I'm saying.
Just travel to Centerville. We got an Outback and a Longhorn Long Star for you.
It was like a Outback, or it was like a Benihana.
Ooh, yeah. I love a Benihana. You have a Lone Star and a Longhorn?
No, a Lone Star. And a
Lone Star.
And an Outback in Centerville. Just come on down, Landfield.
Dude, Lone Star and Longhorn exist?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, they're selling steak with Texas branding.
Bro, that's what you do.
There's also a Texas Steakhouse and a Texas
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse,
yeah.
Well, and there's Brazil Day Steak. Isn't there like a Brazil de Texas steakhouse?
I think it's Texas de Brazil or something like that.
Yeah, it's the other way.
We're getting to the bottom
Landfill
of this.
Landfill got it right.
We're getting to the bottom of this. Wildcard Scotty's trying to get in my good graces now by offering me Zin, hypothetically. I'm good, dog. I've been in Virginia the last couple of days.
Where the Zins are?
That's where the Zins are. They ain't in Montgomery County. Tell you that much.
They're not in Montgomery County right now because you're in PG, right?
Yo, we're chilling in PG. All right, we do have a really busy show. We're hoping Nikki Jabala can join us at 11. Then we got J.I. Halsell joining us at 12:30. We're going to open the phones at 1. We should have a number of folks coming through the casino that we're hoping to jump on with us. Hopefully Mike Beasley from MGN can sit down with us. Mitch Tischler showing up at some point. The Rooster claims he's coming. Do we believe him?
No.
I think
he was supposed to ride with Greg, but I don't know if Greg even coming.
I think the Rooster's going to be like, I had the wrong day, and gas is so expensive.
He's going to act more like a hen instead of a rooster.
I can't afford
right?
eggs. Whatever he's going to say is going to be an issue.
What does him affording eggs have to do with him coming?
I'm just saying, with Chris Russell, everything comes down to a financial transaction.
He'll find something
to say. On some level, he'll be upset about the financial transaction requiring him to get to MGM National Harbor.
Yeah, I'm with that.
How long does it take you from your house?
To get here?
Yeah.
Today? I got here in about 35, 40 minutes.
How much further are you than where I was?
Where were you?
I was in Fairfax. Right.
So you were right off of 50?
Yeah.
You're
like 10 minutes from there, right?
You're probably less than that. Probably about 7 miles. 6, 7 miles.
Okay, that's what I thought.